So slowly, Herod gets worse. Luke 23 says, verse 7 says, "And as soon as he knew that he belonged under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time." And this is, of course, the day of his crucifixion. And it says, "And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad." He was all happy, right? "And he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and hoped to have seen some miracle done by him." Now, what was he hoping for? More entertainment. Guy's brain is filled with entertainment, girls dancing. Now he wants Jesus to do magic tricks for him. Okay? That's all he just wants to see some kind of miracle. He's heard of miracles, but Herod is obviously not a saved man. It says, "Then he questioned with him many words, but he answered him nothing." So Jesus supposedly gets people saved into the bitter end, till their last breath on their deathbed, right? But why doesn't he answer? Why doesn't he answer Herod here? Because he's already a reprobate. Amen. Because he's already a reprobate. That's why. Because if he wasn't a reprobate, don't you think Jesus would have tried to get him saved right there?
Yeah,
he would have. But you know, people. You know, in modern, I saw this guy that was saying, "Oh, you know, our doctrine of the reprobate doctrine is just not biblical." Well, why don't you tell me why he didn't give him the gospel then, right here?
Right.
Because he was already a reprobate. He called him a fox not too long, you know, a few chapters before that. He answered him nothing. He didn't say a word to him. He didn't say, "You know what, Herod, if you just believe in me, you'll have everlasting life." Did he say that? No. He answered him nothing. Wasn't very loving of Jesus, was it? To all these people that think that Jesus just never... Look, it's called long suffering. But at the end of your suffering long, there's an end to it.
Yeah.
You know, eventually the long suffering gives way to, "I'm done with you. You're cast away." You know, and at this point, he's basically a trash collector. You know, like Pastor Anderson's sermon about the people that are trash. Sometimes these trash cans get to stay around for a little while because he wants some other trash to be part. You know, he became friends with Pilate at this time. Like they had made some kind of agreement together and they were buddies after this. Another reprobate. Because, you know, Pilate, he wanted to wash his hands of it, but, you know, he could have just said, "No, I'm not killing him." But he didn't do that. He basically gave the people... Even though they knew he wasn't guilty, even though Herod said he wasn't guilty of doing anything, they still let him crucify the Lord Jesus Christ.